Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Wrong microphone to turn down.
Courtney's not even here, so yeah, why turn that one on?
She's resting up for the eclipse.
For real?
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, you guys make fun of me when I'm not here.
Yeah, this is true.
How are you feeling, by the way? You had strep throat all weekend. You and your youngest, Luke, all was strep
throat.
I did.
Hey, listen, man, I wanted to address this because from what I hear, I may owe you a couple apologies from Friday. Was I on your ass pretty bad on Friday?
Yes.
I was?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a couple people told me. They're like, man, it sounded like you wanted to just reach over and smack John. I was like, well, I'll do every day.
But yeah, also
and
Thursday
they were like,
and
no,
Wednesday.
But yeah, it sounded like Friday. You may have meant it. And I said, I got to be honest, I don't remember much, but I was feverish, man.
Really?
Like, I had starting Thursday, the day of the storm.
Yeah.
My fever was spiking. It was 101, 102.
Jeez. And I had 101.9.
And there it is. And so I was having this hard time swallowing. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, please just be a normal flu bug or just a regular, ear, nose, and throat thing that I got to go through. But I knew it was different. It just felt different.
Yeah.
And with the fever, it always tells you that something else is wrong. My kids have been sick. Shocking. And kind of passing it around. And then I heard that at my youngest son's school that strep was going around. And I'm thinking, oh, great.
If it's going around, the Lermans are all going to get it.
Lermans are definitely going to catch it. So the 9-year-old, my boy Lukey, caught it. So Saturday, we ended up going to the quick care, we got seen together. It was kind of neat. We like did the little tests for the doctor. Like, she did us one by one. She's like,
test?
She goes, no. Now, who wants to go first? And Lukey looked at me, and I said, well, I'm a little scared, Luke. What about you? And he goes, I'm okay, Dad. I'll go first. So they did the swab with him, and he did it like a champ. Two swabs to the back of the throat, right? Yeah. They do for the strep test.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've ever had the strep test before, some people handle it. And they're fine, which was my son. The other person, I'll let John Shannon do the sound effect. They said, okay, now, Dad, it's your turn. Yeah, and then one more. There it is. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God.
That hurt.
Yes, but just you can feel it just talking about it. So he handled it like a champ, so did I. We got the medicine in us starting Saturday, so now the fevers are gone.
Yeah, because it's 48 hours after you start taking the antibiotic that you're not contagious anymore. So thanks for being contagious Friday. When you were here,
I'm really sorry. I mean, I would listen if I could just take the day. I hate this, and other people that work will probably have this issue as well. When you don't feel good or you're not sick and you feel like you are contagious, they tell you don't come into work, but they only give you 5 days. Well, listen, I got kids, I need more than 5 sick days a year. Like, I got something every damn week. So those days when they say, well, listen, you really got to come in. It's important for you to be here as part of the show. The show depends on you. Okay. But I also have a fever. Like, it's like a balance of, do I want to come in? I don't want to let everybody down.
We should start a new isolation booth protocol.
I think so, too. I've told you before, you've laughed at me, but I've said to you, you can run a microphone, run a long cord out to the parking lot here, and I'll broadcast from my car. I don't care.
I was probably laughing at you for something else.
Yeah, you probably were.
But we do have other studios in this building. You know, literally could go next door to an empty studio.
Which I have also suggested before, but you've told me people use that studio all day. So then I'm just like spreading the sickness to some other people. But again, that wouldn't be spreading it to you and Courtney, so I guess that'd be okay.
It'll dissipate by the time someone else uses it.
Yeah.
They can wipe it down.
Listen, Courtney may have it now. I mean, I thought she was going to use that for an excuse, but she didn't even
She didn't even
put in the effort today.
No.
She's like, I overslept today. I don't feel like coming in. I'm tired. I'm like, really? I got strep throat and an ear infection. Like, I don't feel like being here either, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I yelled at her this morning on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And
how did that go?
Well, not well. She didn't respond. I'm assuming she's sleeping. She's got to get ready for the eclipse.
Resting up for the eclipse.
Yeah,
it's eclipse day.
I was a little annoyed by that this morning, I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just because of the condition, I'm here. Like, just come in and then go home and go to sleep. For the eclipse. It's not like you got anything going on.
So Friday was the day for you to yell at me. Today's the day to yell at Courtney.
And I got to go home, and I got to go take care of my kids and clean my house and do fix the dinner and everything else. And she just like has to come in, do the show, and then go home and sleep.
Yep.
That's all you got to do. Don't come in. Come in if you're tired. Anyways, I'm done.
Are you?
No. Well, no.
No, because I'm going to poke the bear about a half an hour from now and make you do this all over again.
And it's because you want to say all this stuff, and I'm saying it for you. It's all about John.
Oh, yeah. She's probably home reading.
Oh, you're still here. I'm sorry. I thought you went to commercial. You want me to keep going? I got a mouthful of food. And another thing I'm incredibly annoyed about.
You literally thought we were done talking and started eating.
Let me tell you what else I'm annoyed with.